But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. Psalms 37:13 is our scripture for today.
Lord, I know that you laugh at the wicked because of their haughtiness. There have been times in my life too when I'm sure you must have laughed or cried because of my foolishness. Forgive me, Father, and draw me ever closer to you. I know that you chose me from the beginning to be your child, and I know that you will make me over into your image, and Father, I praise you for it. Amen.
The thought for today is to take time and reflect. Go back in your life to a time when you were not walking closely with the Lord. How different is your life today? My friend, if there's no difference, you need to evaluate how close you are to the Lord.
Today's action. Read Genesis 1:27 and ask yourself what it means to be created or recreated in the image of God. God is the God of light. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, reading from verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. A lighthouse lesson. A friend told us that he was visiting a lighthouse lately, and he said to the keeper, "Are you not afraid to live here? It's a dreadful place to be in constantly." "Oh, no," replied the man. "I'm not afraid at all. We never think of ourselves as being here." "You never think of yourselves? How is that?" The reply was a good one. "We know that we are perfectly safe and only thinking of having our lamps brightly burning and keeping the reflectors clear so that those in danger may be saved." This is what Christians ought to do. They are safe in a house built on a rock which cannot be moved by the wildest of storms, and in a spirit of holy unselfishness, they should let their light gleam across the dark waters of sin, that they who are imperiled may be guided into the harbors of eternal safety.